So is anywhere.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. That's right. Thank you.
To stay one more hour, and it was a blessing. And we finally we have about 20 deaf to come to dedicate to the Lord, and 21 to confess their sin. And you know, we have a preaching and teaching about the 5 different crowns. Deaf is so exciting, never dreamed, never heard about 5 crowns, and they want to serve the Lord so bad. And we have a good time. My home church, we have 1 week, Sunday through Sunday. We have a hearing revival, and my wife and I were blessing with volunteer interpreter, and we finally got 9 deaf come the last day on Sunday night. We have a priest Sunday night at the deaf church. We finished it, and we went upstairs to have a hearing church revival, and that was a blessing. So we have a good time, and my wife and I were full-time deputies. We're trying to raise support. We want to move to Chicago so badly. But right now we have about 30% support, and to continue to pray. And we're contacting more pastors and churches, and we're trying to present to our ministry. But I'm working on the King James Bible for the deaf. We're still working very slow. We do have a code editor who helped me on that, working on the Book of Proverbs. That will help the deaf understand more truly. But we do have a King James Bible Restored Council. I'm a part of a member of the board and the director. We're having a King James Bible for Council in this year in November 2nd and 3rd in North Chicago. You're always welcome. I always send the brochure details to your pastor if you're interested in what's so special about King James Bible. And we got a lot of book material you can buy, a lot of good books that are all related to King James Bible, the called discipleship book material, and all the good stuff. You won't find anywhere in a Christian bookstore. And that was a great opportunity for that. And so you continue to pray for us, and we have a little bit of trouble with financial. So I told your pastor we had about $40 in our checking account, so we went down here a little bit. But the Lord has been blessed in different ways.
Bless
you. And I'm going to trust the Lord by faith, not by sight. And this is what we do. And the Lord been blessing. And also the Lord answered my prayer. And my mother have a trouble with her, where the blood flow going up through the brain, it had about almost 100% block. But I have a surgery from last Wednesday, and finally she called to us, and she's doing very well. The Lord answered prayer.
Amen.
And she's doing very well, we're doing fine. And so we pray for her. We're going to be in Michigan next week, and we'll be in Virginia a couple of weeks, and we'll still present our ministry and appreciate your prayer. And thank you, and God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Brother Bader. And, being in the type of ministry they're in makes it a little bit tougher, to raise the deputation, because it's just a little tougher. So you pray for them, and the Lord moves you to help them when you do that. The Lord bless you for it. And as I said this morning, everything was a little bit hindered this morning, and there were some things we wanted to do we didn't do. Sister Becky was here this morning. She was back. I hope you got to say something to her. And she's not here tonight, but she's here this morning. And of course, Brother Jesse's been put into the nursing home across from the hospital there at Glenview right now, and he's over there, so you keep her in prayer and pray for her. And of course, Sister Linda's been out. She's back tonight. Glad she's back tonight.
Yes.
And also, we want you to remember Ivan's wife, Amy. She's going to be having some surgery on Tuesday. So you pray for her. And remember her and pray. And all the others that are sick in nursing homes and all the different places. We try to keep you reminded of them. Sometimes there's so much goes on, and there's new ones added every week. And sometimes it's just hard to keep up with it all. But we are glad that you're here tonight, and we want you to open your Bibles tonight to John chapter 6 tonight, just for a few minutes tonight. In John chapter 6 tonight, we'll begin reading in verse 12, and we'll read down through verse 21 tonight, John chapter 12. And this same account here is found in the three of the Gospels, of Matthew, Mark, Luke, well, four, John, here, different accounts of it. And we're going to begin reading in verse 12, and because it kind of ties in with verses 15 through verse 21 tonight. The Bible says, "When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. And then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. And when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force and make him a king, he departed again into a mountain and himself alone. And when evening was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. And he saith unto them, it is I, be not afraid. And then they willingly received him unto the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went." Thank you, may be seated. Father, we do thank you tonight for this wonderful audience tonight, Lord, of people that you have gathered here, Lord, for the purpose of worship and preaching tonight, and singing to the Lord. We thank you for the added blessings, Lord, sprinkled throughout the congregation tonight. As we come, Lord, tonight, we ask you to help us to take these verses tonight, and that which you have put upon our heart, we ask you to give us deliverance of it tonight. I pray for, Lord, illustrative abilities. I pray you'd give us, Lord, the introduction to the message, the meat of the sermon, and we pray you'll help us to draw the net, Lord, at closing time. And Father, as we look to you this evening, Father, we stand in dire need, Lord, of the Holy Spirit to come and give us liberty.
Yes.
And, Lord, to give us our mind to be focused, Lord, that we might have clarity tonight of the Word of God. And be a blessing tonight to God's people, Lord, we pray. And, Lord, we thank you for saving us and keeping us clean. And, Lord, as we'll preach tonight, we thank you, Lord, you soon be coming for us.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, we ask your blessings tonight upon all the people tonight. And we pray you touch hearts tonight, including mine.
Bless
you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I want to preach tonight. I get my text from another preacher that I preached with several years ago. We were in a meeting together in one of the hollers there, coal mines over in West Virginia, and he preached a message there that week, and I've never been able to get away from his text. I'm going to borrow his text tonight, but I hope the message tonight is, I believe the Lord has given me a message tonight. And I want to try to preach it tonight. Don't think it'll be too long, but sometimes I think it's wrong. Tonight, as I think back to school days, I'm talking about young and in school. There's only two songs that actually stay in my mind. One of them I've never forgot. It must have been third or fourth grade or somewhere around like that. And it went something like this. I am a lad from Love Trinidad. I ain't so good and I ain't so bad. I like the smell of the ocean sea. La Trinidad is the place for me. And I remember singing that as a young man and wondering what in the world that a lad in Trinidad had to do with a boy in Kentucky. It's amazing that I couldn't remember. I couldn't tell you any history dates tonight. I couldn't tell you any much geography facts tonight. I wouldn't be able to give you a civics lesson tonight, but I remember that silly song. And then there was another song that we sung, and I remember it, and it was a song that you probably sung many times, and it was called Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And the teacher would divide us up, and she'd have two rows over here, and they'd start singing, Row, Row, Row Your Boat, gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. I've since found out it's a nightmare. Amen. She'd divide us up and she'd put two over here. They'd start singing and then she'd have these two rows to start singing. And then these two rows to start singing. And my timing was always off. I was rolling all time. I never could get it right. But I thought about that text, and the Lord, He's never let me get away from that text, and it is here in the verse. I don't know where the fellow got the song at, but we find here tonight in these few verses tonight that Jesus has just got through feeding the multitude, and they're coming for Him. They say, we want to make Him a king. If you give everybody food stamps and a check, they want you to be president. Amen. And Jesus refused it at that point. He said, one time he will, he is a king. He was born king of the Jews. Nobody has to make him one. He is one. But he wasn't ready right then to be king here on earth. And so the Bible said he departed and because he knew this coming to take him by force to make him a king. And I've heard this scripture preached on either in Matthew or Mark or Luke. I've heard this scripture preached on probably five times in the last 3 months. Why is that? Is it because it's an easy scripture to preach and preachers are lazy? Is that what it is? They don't want to study? Or is it because that it's something that's always happening in our life? We're always in the situation that they are in here tonight. Amen. There's some things that you can always preach on, and I'll drop this hint for preachers, but there's some things, if you don't know what to preach, you can always preach on them and they will affect people. And one of those things is trouble, because people always have trouble. Sister Marla sings that song sometimes, and She sings that song, "The God of the Mountain, He's still God of the Valley."
Well,
I've rarely ever heard that song sung by her or others. What if somebody didn't move to the altar, or somebody didn't raise their hand, or somebody, you look back through and they're weeping. And you know what that is? It's because people are always going from the mountain down to the valley. Amen. We look here tonight, and I want to give you three things tonight, real quick. And I want to preach tonight upon the text tonight, "Row, row, row your boat." My text is in the text tonight. The Bible said so when they had rowed. There they are, these disciples, and they're caught here. And the Bible says that they are rolling in the storm. Can I tell you tonight, there are many storms that come our way. There is electrical storms. There is thunderstorms. There is storms of wind. All these different types of storms. Some of them don't amount to much. Others are major storms. I'm talking about the literal physical storms tonight. But also there is in the life of everybody, there is also all kinds of storms. There is physical storms. There's storms of sickness. There is financial storms. There is satanic storms. There is family storms. There is marital storms. There's church storms. There's all kinds of storms that we always are facing in the Christian life. And here these disciples were, Brother Eddie, and they were caught in a storm. And yet the Bible said they were rolling. They were rolling their boat. Amen. You say, "What's that saying, Brother Rick?" Well, you know, I don't think it's insignificant or unimportant what the Bible says here in verse 17. And it said, "It was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them." Can I tell you, my friends, it's getting dark out it's getting dark in the political scene. It's getting dark in the religious scene. You know what? Jesus has not yet come. I thought he would have come by now, Brother Eddie. But for whatever reason, he has not come yet. You say, "What are you supposed to do when Jesus don't come?" Roll your boat. Now let me say this. I know you don't have a boat as such. We don't have oars as such. But the way we row our boat is we keep praying. We keep on attending church. We keep on witnessing. We keep on supporting the missionaries. We keep on having the prayer meetings. We keep on having revivals. We keep on having camp meetings. We keep on being faithful in the things of God. We keep on paying our tithes. You say, "Why do you do that?" Because that's how we row our boat. I tell you, those disciples, there they are, and you see them there, and the Bible says they're rolling that boat. We know from other scripture, we know that it says the winds were contrary to them. Now, I was talking to Brother Jeff. We went up to the rally this week, Jeff Wells, and he had told me on Monday they were taking their canoe and they were going on an outing on Labor Day, and he was taking all his kids and his wife, and I asked him how that went Tuesday morning. I said, "How'd that go on that canoe trip?" He said, "To be honest with you, Brother Rick, it didn't go as good as I thought it was going to go." I said, "How so?" And he said, "Well, I forgot that my wife, she wasn't going to be able to row. And I forgot that the kids wasn't going to be able to row. And so," he said, "I had to do all of the rowing myself." And he said, "I am literally wore out." Amen. But what I'm saying tonight is there was 12 disciples in the boat. I doubt if they had that many places for people to be. But they were all taking part in rowing. rolling the boat. Amen. You know, tonight, there's so many tonight that have quit doing that. But we do not need to quit rolling the boat because the storms have come.
Amen.
Oh no, the storms have come in their life. Jesus had not yet come. The winds were contrary. It made the rolling a little bit harder. But yet we find them here, Brother Eddie. We find them here in the boat. And they're still rolling their boat. Amen. That's what we need to do tonight. I tell you, you see, tonight we look at this. And even though there was a storm going on, we find that there they are. And they're still at the job. They're still rolling their boat. Now, I want you to look here. The Bible said, for when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs. Now, if you got a Schofield Bible, over in the middle there, it says a furlong, one furlong is 582 feet. And they have rolled 25 or 30 of them.
Amen, brother.
They have been rolling for a while.
Yes.
Some of us been rolling for a while. I got saved in 1964, and you know what today is now. And I've been rolling quite a while, not as long as others as we've seen here tonight. But I've been trying to roll the boat. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't do much rolling when I first got in the boat. Be honest with you. About 26 year old, I got serious about serving God. And I've been trying to roll the boat ever since then. Amen.
Amen.
Some of you may have been like that. But you see, the thing about it is, we may have a ways to go. We may have already come a ways. But we don't need to stop. Amen.
Right.
They never did stop, Brother Nathan. They just kept rolling the boat. Now we know this, all this linked together. We know that Peter, he stopped rolling and he got out of the boat. Amen. We know that. Now, I want to tell you tonight, the rolling become a little bit more difficult for those that were left in the boat because Peter got out of the boat. And can I tell you tonight, listen, the reason the rolling's a little bit tougher tonight on some of us is because there's been some that got out of the boat. You say, what happened? Well, they quit rolling their boat. Amen. You see, every time somebody quits, it makes somebody else have to roll a little longer. It makes somebody else have to roll a little harder. Amen. You say, Brother Rick, I ain't getting it. Well, let me help you here. Let's just take the choir. We just had choir practice here. We need more than Brother Nathan rolling that boat. We need more than four or five people showing up rolling that boat. It makes it a little harder on everybody. I tell you, listen, tonight we need to get in there in our place, and we need to roll our position and never stop rolling that boat. That makes it harder on everybody else. Yes, sir. You say, well, they had rolled a while. That's right. They had rolled 25 or 30 furlongs. That's a pretty good way.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
I'm sure that they're getting tired. You ever get tired? Oh, yeah.
Bless you, Lord.
We live in a hectic world.
Yeah.
We live in a busy time. We live in a stressful time.
Amen.
It's not all our doing. Some of it's just where we've came to in time. And it's just a busy time. Jesus said that people would be running to and fro. He didn't really say there's anything wrong with it. He just said there's going to be doing it in the last days.
Right.
And isn't that what we're all doing? We're all running here. We're all running there.
Right.
And I told you this morning, that I got up before 4:30, and I didn't sleep much before that. But I got up to get ready to go to that meeting yesterday. We met over here at 5:30, and Marty and Ivan and some of us went up there. Didn't get back to 5 o'clock last night. I came to prayer at 8 o'clock, and I'll tell you, I was literally exhausted. Brother Bill ain't there. He is. Brother Bill, other night we was having prayer. He wasn't feeling good. And while we was having prayer, we prayed for a while, and he kind of went to sleep on us there. I was almost with you last night, Bill. I tell you, I was almost asleep. We do get tired, but let me say this tonight. Even though we get tired, we need to keep rolling that boat. Amen. You see, listen tonight. You can take a break from rolling. I believe there's 12 of them, and I don't know. I'd say there's probably a 6 or 8 places there for people to sit and row. I don't know. But I'd say every now and then they swapped each other out. Got a little break. It's all right, take a little break, Eddie. Every now and then I'll let somebody preach and take my place, and every now and then we'll have a little change here, a little change there. That's to give everybody a little break. Amen.
Amen.
When you roll that boat all the time, you get tired. Amen. And the Lord don't mind us taking a break. He just don't want us retired.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Some people, they think they're retired in their Christian life. You can't retire until you leave this world.
Amen.
Amen. You may slow down because of physical ailments and because of physical things. But honey, in the Christian life, there is no retirement down here. You have to keep rolling that boat. You may not be able to roll as far as you once did, as long as you once did. But you got to get in there and roll some. Amen. And Brother Eddie, I know they was tired. And then Peter had quit. You know what? When he got out of that boat and when he walked on the water to go to Jesus, you know what? I could almost hear him. And you know how Baptists are. Yeah. Well, Peter's done give up. He's done quit. If he can do it, I can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wait, bro.
That's just contagious.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen. It works both ways.
Right. Right.
People get excited about the Lord.
Woo!
Get busy for the Lord.
Woo!
Somebody else, they get a little bit of that. They get excited. Amen. They get to want to do something for God.
Hallelujah, brother.
But on the other hand, when somebody gets out and somebody quits, sometimes it makes other people want to quit. We know this evening we realize that we don't need to quit rolling the boat.
Amen.
Because if we do quit rolling the boat, we might discourage our brethren. Amen.
That's right.
And you know why they're rolling so hard. I tell you what's wrong with America right now.
Bless him, Lord.
I tell you what's wrong with America right now.
That's my brother.
We had a bunch of people that quit rolling the boat.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
We had a bunch of people that got out of the boat.
Amen.
And I'm talking about a generation ago or
right.
So. Somewhere down the road, there's a whole lot of people quit rolling the boat.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, I don't believe that. We couldn't be this far back downstream if somebody hadn't quit rolling the boat.
Amen.
I tell you, it's important that we all, every one of us, that we roll the boat.
Amen.
I don't know what God's got you doing. If the Lord's got you teaching a class, keep a rolling.
Amen.
If the Lord's got you playing music,
yeah,
keep a playing.
Amen. Amen.
If the Lord's got you just coming and being taught, keep
Woo.
Coming and being taught.
Amen. Amen.
If the Lord's got you going out in missionary work, keep going out.
Amen. Amen.
If the Lord's got you holding signs, keep holding signs.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever the Lord's got you doing, that's rolling your boat.
Amen.
And you need to keep on roll the boat.
Amen.
Amen. Keep on doing it for God.
Amen, Brother Rick.
The Bible said that so when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, it's dark.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's dark now.
Yeah.
But they kept on rolling.
That's right, brother.
The winds were contrary.
Amen.
Everything's against the child of God except God.
That's right.
Amen. The courts, the judges, the laws, everything is set against the child of God. It's contrary to the Christian. Amen. Yes, sir, I'll tell you that. But I want you to know that even though it's contrary, we need to keep rolling that
right.
boat.
Amen. Not strange.
Amen.
Amen.
How many knows rolling the boat ain't like a sailboat?
Amen.
We got too many Christians that think it's like a sailboat. They come to church just hoping the wind will blow and they'll get a little push. Amen. But when the wind blows in your direction, thank God, that's a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You don't have to roll as hard when the wind blows in your direction.
That's right, brother.
But I tell you, we don't need to sit around and wait for the wind to start blowing. We need to keep rolling.
Amen.
We need to keep moving. We may not make a lot of progress, but thank God we can make some. And if we can't make none, we can hold where we're at. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, I believe tonight that we need to roll our boat. Thank God.
Yes, brother.
We need to roll it.
That's right.
During the storms.
Yes.
A lot of people, storms come in their life and they quit rolling their boat.
Yeah, oh, right. Me.
Get out of church.
Yeah.
Oh, me, brother.
Blame God.
Yeah.
Turn it all against God. Oh, you don't want to do that. Amen. If you ever had a friend, God's it. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
If you ever had anybody you count on to stay with you to help you, God's it.
Amen. Glory to God.
You ever had anybody that understands and cares about you and knows what you're going through?
Yes.
God's it.
Amen.
I tell you, you got to get mad at somebody. Don't let it be God. If you got to quit something, don't let it be quit rolling that boat.
Amen.
Stand there and keep going for God. Amen. I'm telling you, the winds won't always be contrary. The skies won't always be black.
Amen.
I tell you, listen, we need to keep going for God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. I'm so sick of people quitting and dropping out and giving up.
Yes.
And throwing in the towel.
Yeah.
I want to throw the towel back at some of them.
Amen. Yeah.
Praise God, it ain't no time to be quitting. It's a time to keep on
helping our Lord. Amen.
They rolled in the storm. They rolled and they never did stop.
Amen, brother.
They just kept rolling.
Glory!
Just kept rolling.
That's right.
It wasn't always a blessing. I never could do this boat rolling. Probably some of y'all did. I'll tell you what I did do a lot of, biker cutting. You say, what's that got to do with anything? Well, you hold that wooden handle. You hold that wooden handle knife.
Oh, yeah.
And you cut tobacco about the, especially the first day you start cutting, you're going to have blisters all the way across.
Right.
You tie an old rag around that or something. Yeah. Try to get something to keep it from hurting, you know. But I'm saying this, when you're rolling.
Bless him, Lord.
Boy, you may get blisters on your hands. It may hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
You may want to stop. But you can't stop. You say, why are these others counting on you?
That's right.
That's right. His old boy years ago, hadn't thought about this a long time. His old boy years ago, up at the old building, he called me on Sunday evening and wanted me to meet with him. Never been to church much, never had much for God. And I came and met with him. We went in there and he told me his wife had left him. And he said, I want us to pray. I want you to pray. My wife will come back to me. We got down and prayed. And prayed that his wife would come back to him. He had a bad marriage just about from the get-go. She never did come back. And one Sunday evening, not long after that, I pulled up to the building. Nobody here yet but me and gravel lot we had up there at that time. And there sat that old boy. And I walked over there and he had the window rolled down. He had a fifth of whiskey sitting between the bucket seats of that truck. And he looked up at me and he said, God lied to me. I said, sir, that's an impossibility.
That's right.
I said, the Bible said it's impossible for God to lie.
That's right, brother.
He said, God promised me he'd bring my wife back to me. I said, sir, I beg your pardon. He did no such thing.
That's right.
I said, we got down and prayed that God might be able to work it out, that it might be so. But I said, people are free moral agents, and God don't force somebody to do something that they don't want to do. And I said, you wouldn't want her to come back and stay with you if she didn't love you. Not for long, you wouldn't. I said, God's not even that way. God don't want to force us to love him and serve him. He gives us a choice. Amen. He wants us to love him and serve him because we want to love him and serve him. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, that old boy, you know what he said? He sat there, he got mad, and I cussed a little bit. And in a few minutes, he looked up, and his eyes were teary. And he said, Brother Rick, I said, yes, sir. He said, listen, he said, I don't come to church. But he said, I sit in my house a lot of times on Sunday evening. I look over at that clock, and he said, I'll watch it. And it'll be 10 till, and then 5 till, and then it'll be 6 o'clock, and then 10 after 6. And he said, about 20 after 6, I say to myself, well, old Brother Rick's getting ready to stand up and to preach another.
Yep.
And he said, whatever you do, he said, don't quit. We're counting on you. I had another man tell me, he said, whatever you do, he said, don't quit, I'm counting on you. I had another man tell me, he said, I tell you what, if this preacher ever quits, he said, I don't know what I'll do, I'm counting on him. I don't mind people counting on me, but I'm counting on folk too, amen. Now keep rolling the boat, roll your boat, amen. Thank God.
Bless him, Lord.
They rolled. Well, it was dark.
That's right.
They rolled even though Jesus hadn't come. They rolled a long ways, and it's dark, it's stormy, it's lightning, the wind's blowing, the waves are going high, but they're still rolling that boat.
Amen, Brother Rick.
Amen. It ain't none of us much.
That's right, brother.
But thank God there's a few of us still rolling.
Yes. That's right,
amen.
Brother.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, pursue.
There might not be as many of us as there ought to be, or as many as there used to be, but thank God there's some of us still rolling.
That's right, man.
Yes.
I tell you, they rolled in the storm. They rolled, Brother Eddie, and they never did stop.
That's right, brother.
And look here. They rolled until the Savior showed up.
Woo!
Rolling to God, brother.
Hallelujah.
Where's that at? It's right there in the text.
Yeah.
So when they had rolled about 5 and 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus.
Yeah, man.
Walking on the sea and drawing near unto the ship. And they were afraid, but he said unto them, it's I, be not afraid. How long we got to keep rolling, Brother Rick? Till you see Jesus.
Amen, brother. Amen. Yes. There's a reward in that rolling.
Amen. Just keep rolling till you see Him.
Amen.
And the very moment you see Him, you can let love go of the hole.
Yeah. That's right, brother.
The very moment you see Him, you can quit rolling. Yeah. Yeah. And you won't never have to roll anymore.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God. Listen, He's coming.
Yeah. Amen.
He's coming. He promised He would. As I said this morning, He promised He would.
Yeah.
And He never ever broke a promise.
Amen.
And He never ever will. He will come one
Amen.
Day. Amen.
Yeah.
And you say, when did He come? Well, the Bible said it was about the fourth watch of the night. That's a dark time.
Yeah.
Darkest time of the night. The Bible said He'd come when they had just about rolled. And
oh, yeah.
I guess they just about couldn't roll no more.
Right. Amen. Amen. Brother, praise God.
Well, I've been tired. I ain't never yet been where I couldn't roll a little bit.
Bless
more.
Him, Lord.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
God's helped you. I've sat right here many a time.
Yes.
Not as much as I used to when I'd work all night on Saturday night, get off about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, go home, try to sleep a little bit. That usually didn't work out too good. And I'd get up and preach on Sunday morning and go home, try to sleep a little bit. That usually didn't work out good because there's hospitals and funerals and things like that.
Bless Him, Lord.
And then you go back and preach Sunday night and then go in and work all night.
Oh.
And I've sat right here.
Yeah.
Brother Eddie, I've sat right here and thought, I know I got cancer. I know I ain't going to live much longer. I couldn't feel this bad and not be something bad wrong.
Bless you, brother.
And I've got up and walked from here to right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And feel a breeze from heaven.
Yeah. Woo!
Yep. Amen.
Amen, brother. I'm doing refreshing.
You ever worked real hard out in the field? You walk over and sit on an old log or something. And boy, somewhere just comes a good breeze out of heaven.
Yeah.
Just refreshes you. And
oh, yeah.
Next thing you know, you're able to go a little bit more.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Just keep rolling until you see the Lord.
Praise
Jesus
God.
Came walking there to where they were. A couple of things here I want you to notice. And I believe He came. But they just about couldn't go no more.
Amen, brother.
That's when He come in.
Oh, yeah.
When they press us in a corner, they get us backed up to where we just can't hardly go or do anything here. I believe you're coming.
Yeah. Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
When it gets the contrary, that man, we're rolling, but we ain't going nowhere. We're just holding her on, and our hands
right.
are bleeding, our backs are hurting, our bodies is wore out. And just about the time we think, oh Lord, we ain't gonna be able to make it, He'll come.
Woo! Amen.
Yeah.
Glory.
When He comes, when he comes, he says,
welcome, son.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Now, I like this, and I'm just about done. I told you it wasn't going to be long. But I love verse 21.
Yes. Yeah.
You can't explain it.
Yeah.
It's not in the others. But it said, then they willingly received him into the ship and immediately.
Right.
The ship was at land where they went.
Hallelujah.
You can't explain it. Whatever happened, happened quick. Whatever happened, I'm about to get blamed.
Amen. Blame that boat off.
Whatever happened, one minute they were rolling, their backs breaking, their hands are bleeding. It looked like, Brother Eddie, it was just awful. It was just awful. The storm was raging. The clouds were rolling in. The lightning was flashing. The wind was blowing. And it looked the worst. And then all at once, immediately, there on the other shore.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I don't know what you think, but I believe if we ever had a picture in the Bible of the rapture, there it is.
Yes, right. Amen.
Praise the Lord,
right.
Brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's right, brother.
1 minute.
Yeah.
1 minute, we're doing one thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the next minute, we're on the other shore.
Right.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You see, if it had been left up to them rolling, they'd probably never make it to the other shore
that's
on
right.
their own, and neither would you.
That's yes. right, brother.
But thank God he showed up.
Amen.
And immediately, every one of them, all of them, the boat, all of them was over there on the other shore.
Praise
God.
Amen. Praise God.
We don't realize how close we may be
right.
to near home.
Amen, amen,
yes.
brother.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Maybe you're kind of downcast and discouraged, disheartened maybe tonight. You're rolling your boat. You've been coming to church. And you come on Sunday and Wednesday night. And you've been giving you money and tithes, even though you cut you short. And you
bless him, Lord.
You don't make it.
Bless
you're still rolling your
God bless you, Brother Rick.
And you're still trying to pray some prayers, even though it feels like God may be a million miles away. You're still trying to get your prayers in. You're just trying to read the Bible.
Bless him, Lord.
The devil's trying to hinder you, and you ain't getting much out of it. You're still trying to give a witness, even though before you track down and they're cussing you and calling you names, you're still trying to send for right. And they say you're judging people, and you don't love people, and you're a bigot, and you preach hatred, and you're still trying to do what's right. Amen.
Amen.
You just keep on rolling.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
He's a coming, thank God.
Amen.
Glory, brother, glory.
Yep.
He's a coming.
Hallelujah, glory.
Amen.
Well, I know we keep rolling that boat. Amen.
Amen.
You know about anybody can roll a boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to start a motorboat or even how to drive one, I don't guess. But even somebody like me can figure out how to roll one. Mm-hmm. That's all God's wanting you and me to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just roll the boat.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Press along.
Roll your boat. It might not be gently down the stream. It might not be merrily, merrily, merrily. But you keep rolling that boat.
Amen, brother.
And he's going to come, and when he comes, there won't be no more storms.
Yes.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
There won't be no more dark nights.
No more storms.
There won't be no more bleeding hands.
Amen, Brother Rick.
There won't be no more hurting backs.
That's right.
There won't be no more scared to death. Amen.
Heaven.
Won't be no more worrying. I always liked that old song.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't have to worry
anymore.
Yeah. Thank God. Lord, I thank you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
I know, as I said many times, think about the last 35 years. Think about what you've done, Lord. You've done it. It ain't been me. When I look at what's been done here, Lord, on this little piece of ground, I know it's not as much as others have done. In a lot of people's eyes, it might not be hardly anything. But I look at this little piece of ground, folks coming in here on Sunday morning, Sunday night, look at the folks that the Lord has saved and people God's helped, and I know it's been the Lord's work.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful, Lord, that there's been a lot of times, and when I look back over 35 years, there's only one explanation why that I didn't quit rowing the boat. Why that I didn't get out or give up. It's got to be God. It's got to be the grace of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And I thank you for that grace, Lord.
Yes, sir.
We don't know how near we are to the shore tonight, but I pray that all of us tonight might recommit ourselves tonight. Some most here tonight may have never ever even stopped rolling the boat, but may we commit ourselves tonight to not quit rolling, to keep on rolling the boat. Even though the winds are contrary and we don't know what's going to happen. A fellow said yesterday up there, and he's a man that knows some things. He said he wouldn't be surprised within 4 or 5 years if a lot of us preachers might be in jail. Maybe it'd be so, Lord. But help us, Lord, keep rolling the boat.
Yes, Lord.
Help us as Christians to keep rolling our boat and believing and trusting, and it'll happen one day you'll come.
Yes.
When we do, we'll all gather on the other shore and we'll tell each other, I told you so. I told you to come. Lord, it'd be worth it all when we come to the end of the way.
Yes.
Lord, it'd be worth it all when we see people that we missed, people that rowed the boat and the Lord called them home. What a glad day, glad reunion. But worth it all to see our Lord come walking toward us and to hear him speak and say, be not afraid, it is I. It is I. To get down on his feet and wrap our arms around his legs, and the Lord put our fingers in his nail-scarred hands and to kiss the lovely, sweet face of Jesus with his spit on, plucked his beard out. Be worth it all, Lord. Lord, we could use some help tonight in rolling the boat.
Yes,
maybe there's somebody here tonight. Lord, they might lift a hand, might lift their heart and say, I want to get in the church boat. I want to help roll the boat.
Yes,
I want to be saved. God, may somebody respond tonight. Maybe somebody tonight has been in the boat, but they've just been sailing along. They ain't done much rolling. But tonight, God's got a hold of their heart tonight. They might come down to this altar and say, I've just been a free ride so far, but I want to get in on the rolling. I want to help roll this thing along. God, may they come. May we recommit tonight to feel that place and believe somebody from time to time. Help us, Lord, I pray. We love you. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's stand tonight. Let's stand tonight. Can never be satisfied.
That's right.
They'll never find anything out there.
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. Right. Amen. Thank you for coming tonight, Mike. We got a good crowd tonight. Amen. I'm glad the Lord met with us.
Yes.
And amen. I wonder tonight if someone has a word of testimony tonight for the Lord.
Brother Rick, I'd like to say something. There was a hard time in my life when I couldn't row anymore. This lady over here, she kept rowing, and all the people in this church kept praying.
Bless you.
So I desire your prayers to help
bless
me
the Lord.
Thank you. Amen. That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. You see one of them disciples pecking another one on the shoulder and saying, I'll relieve you a little bit.
Yeah. Yep. Amen.
Yep. Can't stop, but you can take a little break. Mm-hmm.
Brother, I want to thank you for that message. That was good.
Amen.
I need that. I don't know about anybody in this church.
Yeah. Bless
you. I need that.
Bless my brother.
God's long suffering. The Bible tells us so. I know it personally in my life. I think he never left me, though. I may have left him, but I'm coming back.
Amen.
Thank you for it, and I love you.
Amen. God bless you, Daniel. May the Lord bless you.
Rick, I'm going to thank the Lord for saving me.
Woo!
I'm going to thank you for this church.
Bless you.
And I felt so impressed before you started preaching. To stand up and say, I beseech you, devil, in the name of Jesus. But I didn't. He's trying to rob the joy of your salvation.
He'll do it. He'll sift his faith.
I mean, I had that exact same phone call right before you started preaching, right before we started coming to church. Everything you just said, I just lived right before I got to church a while ago. The Lord gives me strength. I'm not quitting.
Amen.
I'm
Amen.
Somebody else tonight.
Rick, I was a late bloomer, but I am so glad to be saved. Wished I knew what I was missing out on. 34 years of riotous living.
Yeah.
Such a shame to even think back on those days, but well, I'm so glad to be saved. I'm so glad that when I read the Bible, it makes sense. It, it's going to be fulfilled.
Yes.
And it's not going to be bypassed.
Yep.
And I watch the news. My wife said, what do you watch the news for? I said, I just want to watch the prophecies be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how God said things a long time ago, and now they're right just exactly like He said them.
Amen.
It's an exciting time to be saved. I don't know when it's going to come, but I just know it's going to come. What an encouraging message tonight. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm here to hear it. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
Brother, I think the Lord saved them. That old granny.
Amen.
Prayed for me every day.
Yeah.
When I didn't deserve prayer.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you really don't think about that when it's going on, but your granny passed away about 8 years ago.
Bless him.
But I can still remember calling her. She said, I'm praying for you, son.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, even when I was going to church, she'd say, son, you still going to church? Yeah, granny, I'm going.
Hallelujah, Brother Greg.
You know, it's just stuff like that you miss.
Right. Right. Yeah. She's rolling her boat.
That's right.
Amen. Well, it took her to happiness. Oh, we got to have folks getting in that place, right, that spot.
Amen.
All right, somebody else tonight.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for saving my soul.
Amen, Brother Nate.
Oh, thank you for the trials that I've went through in this life.
Amen, brother.
Yes. It's like tempering a knife. Every trial you go through, it's like going into a fire. You just get tempered a little harder and harder.
You're right.
Makes you a better Christian.
Yep. Amen.
Keep going on for him.
Yes. Amen, brother David.
You want to stand up and say, I'm proud to be a Christian. I'm proud that I know one day Jesus is coming back and saving me out of this world.
Yeah.
But my family, I'm proud.
Amen.
A good wife supported me all these years.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God bless you. No better to be able to stand up and say you are.
No, sir. I don't believe there is.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Amen. Somebody else tonight. Word of testimony for the Lord.
Brother Rick, I called a fellow brother in the Lord tonight on the way to church trying to encourage him. And I said, I could tell, you know, he said he wasn't wanting to go to church. I said, ain't it amazing? God doesn't make demands, but he so deserves us going. He said, I'm on my way.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
You know, that's what we need to do. We need to encourage one another.
Mm-hmm.
To provoke one another into good works. And you know, that is true, though. God doesn't make demands, but he so deserves us to be here, us to worship him, be thankful. And that's been, I guess, my motivation ever since he had mercy on me, was I wanted to give him the reward of his suffering. I wanted to somehow give him some joy for the suffering he endured just so I could be forgiven. But, oh, I'm glad what a loving Savior he is. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Bless you, brother. All right. Anybody else tonight? Praise the Lord. Appreciate these good testimonies tonight. Bless me, oh, the Lord spoke to you.
Brother Rick, I just want to say I love you tonight.
Amen. Yeah. Ooh, glory, man.
I can't leave here without saying something.
Hallelujah, brother.
It's just been a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both services. I need both of them.
Amen, Brother Bill. Same here, brother.
Thinking, I've had so many close calls.
Yeah.
God keeps bringing me back.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering why. I just think, like Brother David said, you come back a little stronger every time.
Amen.
And he's sure been good to me.
Yep. You kept on rolling that boat.
You're right.
Think something happened.
Yep.
Kept rolling. I think the Lord takes all that consideration.
Yes. I think about that one night that I was on the respirator and you leaned over and said, Bill, I got 100 and so many preachers praying for you.
Amen.
You don't know how much I needed, Dad.
Amen, and, brother.
And none of the medicine they was giving me was doing any good. And I said, man, that's the best medicine I've had all day.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I ain't worried about that after that.
That's mom would get
next morning,
amen.
Nurse walks up and says, she unplugged me. And I breathed on my own. And she said, you know, you've been breathing on your own for 4 hours. I said, is that right? She said, yeah, I turned you on 4 hours ago. I didn't want to startle you. I said, it's all them preachers. I thought you guys were going to be all right today.
He said it's been good. Of course, yeah. I mean, in all honesty, I can't say we have too many bad days around here.
That's right, brother.
We couldn't, but the Lord's good to us.
Yes. Amen.
And folks pray and the faithful, so the Lord blesses that.
Amen.
All right, I'm excited about Jubilee.
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah.
I had some more folks yesterday today tell me this coming. I don't know where we're going to put them off. We'll do something. We
may say, amen. Knock
a wall down the grounds, but I'm just going to let her go this time. Praise
Hallelujah,
God.
Brother.
Amen.
Lord brings them in, he'll put them up. Yeah. All right.
Brother Rick, I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. And for my family.
Amen.
For Hunter.
Amen.
And that God continues to keep his hand over him.
That's right.
And for Brandon, and whatever happens, it's going to be in God's will. I know that.
Yes.
And that he's allowed me to lay it over to him. And took the burden off and the stress and the worry. And we do the final court date tomorrow for the girl that was in on Brandon's attack. She received 18 and a half years with no probation or parole at all. And now we're going to start with the two men next. So I just ask y'all, keep Brandon in your prayers.
Amen.
I can see things happening, and Brandon can too. He just won't believe it. But it's happening.
Amen.
It's going to happen. I do think Hunter and Dustin will be the key to getting Brandon in here.
Amen.
Brandon's heart broke.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Anybody else tonight?
I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul. You know, I've been on both sides of the fence a few years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come back this last time, you know, just, there's nothing like being in God's house.
Bless him, Lord.
Listen to the word.
Amen.
And take the word home and meditate on God's word.
Amen, Bro Jack.
Just all good. Just the world's the world. And there's nothing but rotten in the world. You know?
Right.
When you're in God's house, you meditate on him, and it's all so beautiful.
Amen. Brings it back into perspective, don't you? Amen. You can get out of the church boat. You can get out of the church boat for your proof debt.
Yeah.
But you can't make it far when you get out of it.
Amen.
You can't get back in it without Jesus helping you back in it. He'll help you back in it. Amen.
Yes.
All right. Anyone else tonight? Been great. Appreciate all of you coming.
I want to say, too, I want to thank the Lord for giving me the muscle to continue to row.
Yes.
Amen.
Because I sure couldn't do it by myself.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And I sure do thank about a lot of folks. It's easier for some of us to row than it is
others.
Yes, you're
right. That's right, Brother Rick. That's right.
Amen. We appreciate those folks that row when it's difficult.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Encourages me. But Gordon.
Yes. You were here one Wednesday night, and you asked everybody just why they came on a Wednesday night. And, you know, we come on a Wednesday night, Sunday nights and everything, and that's because we get enough encouragement to keep on rowing.
Mm-hmm.
And also that we might be here at those times that we might say or do something that will encourage somebody else
sure.
to keep on rowing.
Amen.
Right.
So I think that your message tonight was very encouraging to all of us.
You,
we just thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. All right. We'll stay as long as you talk. Amen. Good morning.
Brother Rick, I want to testify.
Bless him, Lord.
The Lord told me. The devil told me, said, it won't do you no good to testify. You'll start crying.
Bless him, Lord.
Pray to the Lord to submission of his name and cause me to cry.
Bless him, Lord.
That's right. Amen.
I just want to thank you for being here and answering prayer.
Amen.
You know what did I do?
that's
a lot of years away. Church been out of little God.
No, dear.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Back to
Bethel. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for the message.
That's right. Amen. 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 Old devil, he's a liar, you know.
Amen.
You got that wrong with you. It ain't us starts crying. God's people starts testifying. He starts crying.
Amen.
God, it was right. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's pray for each other this week. Pray for one another. And keep rolling that boat.
Amen.
All right. Let's bow our heads for this special prayer. We're going to ask Brother Rocky to do that, if you would, please.
Our Father, it has been good today.
Yes.
It's been good this evening, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, as we start this new week, this is what we need to get us through Wednesday, Lord. Pray to encourage us with the word. Father, we ask you to watch over us. Help us get through this week, day by day, Lord God. Ask you to take us home safely this evening now.
Yes.
And as we pillow our heads, I pray our thoughts be upon you, Lord Jesus. And we pray that in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.